Good morning.
Manana Taul.
As the kids are going out, we are going to pick up with the topic of the Bible. Now this is part of a foundation series. But the truth is, many believers don't really know much about the Bible. We're living in a generation where biblical literacy is actually at a low level. So please be encouraged as we take a moment just to talk about the Bible this morning. We're
going
to look at what we believe about the Bible.
And
then I'll give some reasons why we should study the Bible.
And
then some guidelines about how we should approach that study. But firstly, what do we believe about the Bible? Well, it's reasonable that God, who created everything, would actually communicate with us. If it's true that God made us in His image, and it's true that He has a desire for relationship, then we would expect some kind of communication. And people across all of history have been looking for communication from God. But where they don't have the Bible, they've been asking of spirits and inquiring of the stars. But what Christians understand is that God does speak. He makes Himself, His existence is made known by creation. So just by knowing there's a creation, you must conclude there must have been a creator. That's external, coming in from the outside. But then there's an internal conscience where we are convicted of right and wrong. And that points to the existence of God. Because we think more deeply about truth and what is right, and we realize we're not the same as the animals. We have a conscience. Even people who aren't Christian have something inside of them that accuses them when they're doing wrong. God's ultimate communication is by coming Himself in the person of Jesus. And before Jesus' time, God spoke through the prophets. And In the church age we had apostles and prophets.
Deram nyan runsen gunan andraya mananani apostolzik sunni pamnan.
That resulted in a written account of all these things.
Esanwe fukat say they for surat of kuren tataran san savataretaretran.
And that written account is the Bible.
Tesaiwe tatara for surat saya zaile paipul.
But in the Bible itself claims that it's the word of God.
Ariwanatum paipulio means kuaratim paipul tenan means the milazis we tenandremant.
The prophets spoke and they said, "Thus saith the Lord."
Ten pamnante usise arui untumpue.
And Moses got the law and he said, "This is the law of God that God gave."
Terevanazun lalana imuses dosiswe tin lalana nandremanta zain men.
And even in the New Testament when the apostles were writing letters,
Deanam testamenta vofawaza refananuratanrotaratas ne apostolia,
those letters were described as scripture, as the holy words of God.
Irotaratas na epistil rote volaza we laiten nandremanta vel.
So we get to this conclusion: what do we believe about the Bible?
Te tunga artike om le famtina na we inarin zavata inutike ni am paipul.
We believe that it is the word of God.
Min tike zanwe faten nante manta le his.
Let's consider 2 Timothy chapter 3.
Anda we uvechere tike ni timut fa rutuk fa tel.
We'll look at verse 16 and 17.
Te utere vatike ni andin fa yen nambe ful fa fitambe ful. Izay soratra rehetra nomen'ny tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra dia mahasoko ho fampianarana, ho fandresen-dahatra, ho fanitsiana izay diso, ho fitaizana amin'ny fahamarinana, mba ho tanteraka ny olon'Andriamanitra ho vonina tsara ho amin'ny asa tsara rehetra. Mba ho tanteraka ny olon'Andriamanitra ho vonina tsara amin'ny asa tsara rehetra.
Paul's writing to Timothy.
Nanurata tam Timothy Paul.
And he speaks about scripture being given by God, being breathed out by God.
Ate ni any one lesson tenen te uses we le tenandremanta te nomenandremanta na we aviam tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra otrany fofonaina avy any amin'Andriamanitra mihitsy.
In other words, the words you read in the Bible are not just the philosophies of men. But truth that originated with God. The Greek word is theopneustos, which means God breathed.
So
clearly his word originates in him. God speaks. So how is it that men wrote the Bible as the word of God?
We don't
think they didn't go into a trance and get taken over and possessed and God just moved their hand. No, by God's Spirit, He operated on their heart and mind. So that the thoughts they thought and the things they wrote were guided by the Spirit of God. So we see this explained in 2 Peter chapter 1. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 20 and 21.
Fa fantatrareo voalohany indrindra fa ny famoahan-kevitry ny faminaniana ao amin'ny soratra masina dia tsy efa ny fisainan'olona fotsiny ihany fa tsy nisy faminaniana avy tamin'ny sitrapon'olona tany aloha rehetra fa avy tamin'Andriamanitra no nitenenan'ny olona araka izay nitondran'ny fanahy masina azy.
In Peter's explanation, he says, prophecy doesn't come from the will of man. In other words, it's not originating from your idea. But the men spoke the word of God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit prompted Paul to write a letter to the church at Corinth, God inspired him to think of the issues that would be useful there and throughout history.
And
as he was thinking, what shall I write to them? The Holy Spirit was saying, talk to them about this, talk to them about that. And so Paul wrote in his own words and grammar. His writing style is different to Peter and James. But we believe that God guided them by His Spirit. In the end, what you have is the Word of God, inspired by God, and therefore it is completely useful for the purpose God has for it. It's our highest authority in life and doctrine. It's got no faults and no errors in being able to communicate salvation. The truth you need to know about God is in the Bible. So we can say it's a revelation from God to man. And it's the final authority in all matters pertaining to life and salvation. We have to give it high authority, the highest authority in our lives. Higher than any tradition. Higher than anything else. When it speaks into the matters of life, like marriage and death and justice.
And
eternal life. But it's not the highest authority in microbiology. It's not the greatest authority on servicing your
car.
So some people think the Bible has the answer for everything. No. But what it does speak into, it speaks with absolute conviction and truth. And so when it comes to those matters of life and doctrine, the Bible is our highest authority. Where it speaks rightly.
arze iresante tenam resaka marnat ku izy.
It says in the beginning God made them male and female, speaking of human beings.
What away anam voalohany ozy izy hoe ary tam voalohany izy nanamboatra azy ola svavy olombelona zao ny roatra ny resany.
It's explicit, it's clear.
Mazav zany tsisy advarotra.
It doesn't matter now if the world philosophizes about gender.
Because
they can try and take away male and female. But it won't work in the long term. They'll just go round in circles, coming back again and again to the fact that there's male and female. So when the Bible speaks, what it speaks is true. And so we take it as an inspired, holy. It's inspired, it's holy. Now a bit about the structure.
The
word Bible actually means books. And actually like a library, but it's a collection of 66 books. And in the Bible, they're not all grouped, they're not ordered chronologically. But in some ways, they're grouped by theme or purpose. The Old Testament has 39
books.
And in those 39 books, we have the first five, which is actually the law of Moses. So those are grouped together. Then we've got historical books. And of course, you're going to see things are different in their literary style or their genre. History is just telling you what happened. So you can learn lessons, but you're not following rules. But the first five books tell you about the law, so there are rules, not things you can just observe, but things you have to do.
Tele book team voalohany ndray a hoe lalana le izy a de momba ny lalana zany resahany eo tsy hoe zavatra jerevana fotsiny fa zavatra piarina.
And then you get the poetical books.
Da veo ndray tsika manana le bokin'ny tonkalo.
Like Job and Psalms and Proverbs.
Otrany Joba, Salamo, Oabolana.
Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon.
Torteny, Tonokiran'ny Solomona.
So it's wisdom and poetry.
Le izy zany resaka fahendrena sy tonkalo.
And then you get the prophetic books.
Da veo ndray misy an'le bokin'ny faminaniana na hoe mpaminany.
And when you read the prophetic books, you're reading a completely different style of book from when you're reading the law. Why am I telling you that? Because it's important that you understand some of the prophecies that God gave to Israel were for Israel. So when you're reading it, don't read it and personalize it. Where it says, I will strike you with the rod of the Assyrians. You You don't go now and look at Iraq and Iran and say, oh, I've got to be afraid of those guys. Syria, wherever those Middle Eastern countries are not your enemy. They were the enemy of Israel 3,000 years ago. But if you then read how God dealt with Israel, you, rather than personalizing the prophecy, you can learn from it. He was angry with the nation because they worshipped false gods. He was angry with his people for chasing after idols. So out of those things we can start to extract lessons. And in the New Testament, we have 27 books. The Gospels. One historical book, the Book of Acts. The Epistles, which are letters. And one prophetic book, the Book of Revelation. Now, why do we care about the different genres? Because we read them differently, we interpret them differently. Why do we care about the structure? Because if you're going to eat an elephant, you must carve it up first. Even when you eat a zebu, you have different pieces of meat. And the fillet is not the same as the leg. You cut it into different pieces, and the different pieces have different characteristics. And when you're dealing with the fillet, you're not expecting to deal with bones. But if you're dealing with the tail, you expect that strong flavor. And the Bible is a big animal. We carve it up into pieces we can understand and process. It helps us not misinterpret or misunderstand.
Now
the thing that actually blows my mind is that the Bible was written over a period of at least 1,400 years.
And
by over 40 different authors, and yet it carries one storyline, which convinces me absolutely that God superintended over it. If I read about how Moses perceived God, I can recognize it's the same character, the same nature as the person I read Paul talking about. Or Jeremiah. Or Peter. They all, when they speak about the same God with the same nature. If I took an unbelieving Chinese person.
Ramaka ulat pinu snu anakraya what?
And I said, talk about God. And I took an unbelieving South American who lived 2,000 years ago. And I said, talk about your God. And they wrote letters or books of laws and customs. They would be completely different. But when you get your teeth into the Bible and you start tasting the story, from beginning to end, you know you're eating zebu. It's not that this guy saw God as a fish and that guy saw God as a chicken.
No,
God is consistently described from beginning to end. He always offers faithfulness, he always wants faithfulness. He never ceases to be loving and just. He always values truth and never supports a lie. He responds to faith from beginning to end. All these different authors over all these centuries writing about the same God. Clearly, God was there superintending the Word of God. So here are the reasons we should study the Bible. Maybe I can quickly interject. 66 books is all of it. There are other writings from history and other what they call extra biblical outside of the Bible texts.
But many
of them, as you read those texts, you feel, I'm not eating the same meat. It's different.
And
so you get heretical or books like the Gospel of Thomas. And it's actually doesn't go along with the Bible. It's not inspired. You can tell just when you start to read it. So even the process of canonizing or putting together the 66 books was a prayerful, Holy Spirit guided moment of history. And I know in some churches, like the Catholic Church, they've also got a section of books called the Apocrypha. But they separate those books. They know they're in their own section. And you can read them, but they don't add anything to what's in the other 66. They bring no new truth, no more revelation. And in the 66 books of the Bible, there is sufficient and complete revelation.
And
most people, when they claim some new revelation, they start a cult.
Tera misiulla manambarwa misfanambarana vavau isai foraina tiren manumka mambuli tunefa sekta na ya sect.
Whether it's like the Mormon church, where they're building revelation on something Joseph Smith encountered from an angel, or if it's some prophetess with new revelation, you'll find that anything that gets added to the Bible actually results in a cult, not a true church.
Refa hitanao le izy misavatra vaovao hoe ampiny an'le Baiboly a dia nivokatra hoetin'le izy lasa sekta fa tsy tena fiangonana marina.
Why do people want to add stuff to the Bible?
Inona moa ny antony mahatonga ny olona te hanampy zavatra indray an'ny Baiboly?
The devil actually wants them to contaminate the truth with lies.
Ni devoly raha ny tena marina no te tonga azy ireny ampiaroaro zavatra hafa ny fahamarinana.
But other people want to find an easier way.
Ary ny olona sasany ihany koa dia mitady lalana moramora kokoa.
Like maybe our four gospels aren't all of it. Maybe we need the gospel of Thomas because maybe there's some hidden secret that will help me take a shortcut.
Angamba le filazantsarany anakevatrent te amplotra fa mety hoe ny filazantsarany Thomas anampetsika mety misy secret mintsy ny atongatsika atonga dia afaka manao itsindalana.
No. This Christian life is going to be hard. There isn't an easy way. There's not some missing key.
Ti fiainana kristiana ity tsy mora, tsy misy an'izany hoe lalana manitsy na hoe misy lakile tsy mbola ho anatiny aho ka hoe lakile very.
We're all hoping for that magic pill that fixes everything.
Tsika manko miandrandra foana ny an'le pilina mazika hoe tonga dia manasitrana ny zavatra rehetra iny na hoe mamany olana rehetra.
But there's no hidden manna. There's no more food from God.
Tsy misy mana miafina any, tsy misy sakafo hafa hoe avy any amin'Andriamanitra any.
The Bible is sufficient, it's complete.
Ny Baiboly dia ampia ary feno.
You know what's not sufficient and not complete is our obedience.
Hitanareo ny tsy ampy sy ny tsy feno ny fankatoavantsika.
We're just like resisting because it's too hard.
Tsika ny manohitra lesa tsika hoe mafy loatra.
Primarily the Bible shows us God.
Voalohany indrindra dia maneho antsika an'Andriamanitra ny
Baiboly.
Mahafaka mahafantatra azy tsika.
But it also renews our minds.
Fa le izy ihany koa nefa manavao ny saitsika.
Like in Romans 12.
Tahaka ny any amin'ny Romanina toko faharoa ambin'ny folo.
It says, don't think like the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Hoe izy hoe aza misaina tahaka ny fisainan'izao tontolo izao fa aoka kosa ho avaozina ny sainareo.
You want to learn God's will and His ways. The Bible does that.
Te hianatra ny fomba an'Andriamanitra sy ny lalany ve nao? Ny Baiboly no maneho an'izany.
It's an aid in spiritual warfare.
Ale izy dia fanampiana ary amin'ny resaka ady ara-panahy.
In Ephesians chapter 6, we're told the word of God is the sword of the Spirit.
Ary any amin'ny Efesianina toko fahaenina dia milaza amintsika fa ny tenin'Andriamanitra no sabatry ny fanahy.
And when Jesus stood up to the enemy's temptations,
ar Jesus rehefa nijoro nanoloana ny fakapanana taony fahavalo,
he quoted scripture.
Dia nitanisa tenin'Andriamanitra izy.
He says it's written.
Hozy izy hoe fa voasoratra hoe.
You see, what he knows is you can stand on the word of God because it is a solid foundation.
Hitanareo ny zavatra fantany dia izao hoe afaka mijoro eo amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra ianao satria ilay izy dia fototra mafy.
God keeps His word.
Miazona ny teniny Andriamanitra.
He keeps His promises.
Ary miazona ny teny fampanantenana izy.
And so we can count on His word.
Dia afaka tena hoe miantehatra amin'ny tenintsika.
And so in Matthew chapter 7,
ka any amin'ny Matio toko fahafito,
Jesus gave a story about the man who hears the word of God and puts it into practice.
Dia miresaka le olona Jesus hoe le naheno tenin'Andriamanitra izy dia avy eo le izy nampiarina.
He said, that's a man building his house on a rock.
Dia ozy izy Jesus hoe izany olo izany dia manangana ny tranony eo ambony vatolampy.
But you can hear the word of God and not apply it.
Izany hoe afaka maheno tenin'Andriamanitra ianao dia le izy nefa tsy ampiarinao.
And then you're building your house on the sand.
Dia ianao izany amin'izay fotoana izay manangana ny tranonao eo ambony fasika.
So the word of God is actually something you're supposed to apply to your life, submit your life to the word of God. It's also the thing that equips us to do the good works of God. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, it says that God's prepared good works for us. But in that scripture we looked at, 2 Timothy 3, it says that when you study the word of God, you're actually being equipped for the good works. And so if you want to be prepared to do the things God wants you to do, you should prioritize the word of God. Something else that's powerful about the Word of God is that it shows us who we are. And it exposes sin in us, which is necessary. If you want to be sanctified, if you want to know where you're getting it wrong, you need the Word of God to shine its light into you. Let's look at James chapter 1, from verse 21 to 25.
Cu ariun faltuna sunt lulpureet, arekeu în fale me panante nambulen, izai ma afunz în fanai nareu. Fa alcau pacatuntene nareu, fa aza piain fuțnian, cam amita cantena nareu. Fa ramis piain ten, nevați pacatu, de tu niul lam santarea ne oam ftara cizi. Fa mțerântena niz, de las, ar miară cam zaide atin tarean. Fai să mandinchea în la lana tanterac, din la lan fa fan, ca maharceam san, rați piain manatin, fa panonias, de usamba ceam niasani, isaniul san.
Those are very, very helpful words.
Tena manam, manam, pizza ca minsreu, le ten teoreu.
If I look at the world, it says, I'm a good person.
Ramțerea în sotul sau atunci este savul la țar.
But if I look at the word of God, it goes deep inside of me. And sometimes it says, are you only pretending to be good so people like you? Are you dressing well so people will respect you? Are you seeking the praises of man? Or just God? So we get Hebrews 4 verse
12.
Read Hebrews 4 verse
12.
It's alive. It's got power. It's sharp. It can cut you to the heart. It discerns thoughts and motives. We need that. We need to submit to that. See, with the Bible, you're not just learning knowledge. You're saying, God, change me. Show me where I need to repent. And the Word of God does that. By the power of the Holy Spirit. So when I read the Bible, I'm not expecting that I'm just reading some Shakespeare or some ancient story. I expect the Holy Spirit to be right there alongside of me, making it come alive. Challenging my conscience. Changing the way I think and see the world. Something supernatural is happening. Because this is the holy, inspired, powerful word of God. You're not just reading a book. And you're not being superstitious about it, you're being relational about it. If I read the Bible to experience God, to be given light from the Holy Spirit,
it's,
I have an expectation of God Himself. I'm in relationship with Him. And I want to simplify it to a lucky charm, like a sticker you put on a car. Protected by Psalm 91. I can take Psalm 91, tear it out the Bible, throw it in the fire. It's got no power. Lots of people have burnt Bibles and they carried on. It's not that Psalm 91 is powerful, it's that it tells you about a powerful God. Don't take a superstitious view of Scripture, take a relational view of how it shows you who God is.
And
so the Word of God, another thing it does is it sanctifies us, it can purify us. Jesus said to his disciples, "You're clean because of the word I've spoken to you." And in his prayer, he prayed to the Father and said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." But the word's not going to sanctify you like a magic spell. If I hear the word and I'm cut to the heart and I repent, sanctification can happen. But if I get a nice verse on a piece of wood and I stick it on the wall in my house, it will not sanctify or bring blessing on my house. Unless I repent and apply it in my life. Otherwise, I can put up scriptures all over my house and keep treating my wife badly. I can say, "Just go and cook for me and shut up." I can not deal with my character. I can be ugly in the eyes of God and have scriptures all over my house. It'll be unsanctified. So the word of God has the power to sanctify us if we receive it.
kan tenandriamanitra dia manakery anamasina antsika raha raisintsika le izy
into our hearts with repentance
raisintsika amin'ny fo bebaka
with faith
miaraka amin'ny finoana
and then we live it out
dia avy eo le izy tena iaina antsika aseho ety ivelany
and then you can stick it on your walls
dia rehefa avy eo amin'izay antony eny amin'ny rindrina
I love when I see people with a scripture on their wall if I can see in their hearts that they're celebrating the word of God
tiako be mihitsy mahita le andalan-tsoratra masina miantona eny amin'ny rindrina ny olona eny raha hitako iainana eny amin'ny fiainany le izy
So some of my best friends have scriptures in their living room and it's great.
Nisazana namako tena namako akaika manana andalan-tsoratra masina miantona eo amin'ny salon zareo izy tena tiako be le izy.
But it's great because they first took those words to heart.
Tena tsara izany satria tena niraisiny aloha le izy nampiariny tao anatin'ny fony.
So just by putting a plaque up on your business won't bring God's blessing.
Kale hoe fametahanao an'le izy fotsiny amin'ny asa mandraranao a tsy hitondra fitahina ho anao izany
but running your business ethically for the glory of God may well bring blessing
fandraisanao an-tanana sy fikarakaranao an'ny asa mandraranao araka ny fomban'Andriamanitra kosa dia hitondra fitahina ho anao izany
You see, the word of God prevents us from sinning. When it works on the inside. Let's look at Psalm 119. From 9 to 11.
Inona ny arovan'ny zatovo ny lalaka lehany voaloto ny fitandre manaraka ny teninao. Tamin'ny foko rehetra no nitadiavako anao aza vela ivily hiala amin'nydidinao a atao mpoko no iraketako ny teninao mba tsy hanotako aminao
so you store up the word of God in your heart
dia araikitra ao raiketinao amponao ny tenin'andriamanitra
and that keeps you from sinning
dia hiaro anao hoe anampy anao mba tsy hanoto izany
two more and then we're finished
roa sisa dia vitintsika
The word of God enables us to preach and teach others.
Ny tenin'Andriamanitra dia manampy antsika ampianatra sy hitory amin'ny hafa.
There are lots of people on the internet now teaching.
Be da be ny olona izao any amin'ny internet mampianatra.
Life coaches, motivational speakers.
Karakarana resaka fiainana, resaka mitantana ny resaka motivation.
I love those little goalcast clips you get on Facebook. Goalcast. It's one of the channels.
Anisany anakiray azontsika jerena amin'ny Facebook.
Lots of popular common sense wisdom.
Be da be ny fahendrena izay fantatra ao anatin'le izy.
Make your bed like a soldier.
Amboary ohatrany amin'ny aramila ny fandrinanao.
Your day will go better.
Dia ho tsara kokoa ny andronao.
Ah, you know, there's thousands of guys with their ideas.
Be da be amin'ny arivorivony ny olona miaraka amin'ny heviny.
But the word of God is different.
Fa ny tenin'Andriamanitra dia hafa.
And so if you're a Christian, you shouldn't just be seeking to bring people counsel, but biblical counsel.
Ka raha ohatra ianao ka kristiana dia tsy tokony hoe hikatsaka hitondra fikarakarana ny hafa fotsiny amin'izao ianao na hoe manolotsaina ny hafa fa mitondra tolotsaina ho an'ny hafa ara-baiboly.
So you're a Christian and someone comes to you and says, I've got a problem, my husband is, you know, he's drinking too much.
Ohatra hoe ianao kristiana izao misy olona miteny aminao, manana olana fa tena misotro toaka be ny vadiko.
Leave him.
Ialao e.
He's useless.
Tsisy dikany izany.
Or just find another guy.
Mandalo mitady hafa e.
That's counsel some Christians give to other Christians.
San ni tolotsaina omen kristianina sasany olona sasany.
We should say, what does the Bible say?
Inona ny fanilazan'ny Baiboly?
And then go and bring counsel that's biblical.
De mandehana dia mitondra tolotsaina, mitondra zavatra ara-baiboly.
See, the word of God lastly builds faith in us.
Ary ny tenin'Andriamanitra farany dia mba manangana finoana ao amintsika.
In Romans 10 verse 17.
Ao amin'ny Romana toko fahafolo andiny fahafito ambin'ny folo.
It says faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ.
Dia milaza hoe ny finoana dia avy amin'ny toriteny ary ny toriteny kosa avy amin'ny tenin'i Kristy.
If you know what God said, you can place full confidence in it.
rehefa fantatrao ny zavatra nitenenin'andriamanitra dia afaka mametraka fitokisana feno ao anatin'izay ianao.
So my confidence, my boldness, my faith is based on the word of God, not some wishful thinking.
My
trust in God is based on His word.
And I've
come to know His character through His word.
And then I've
come to see it sometimes in answered
prayers. And
unanswered prayers.
Where
God just said no.
And I've
seen how faith is strengthened by the word. The Bible itself says those who know their God will be strong.
I know
Him from His word.
I don't
have to fear when He says don't fear.
I understand
the gospel.
I
know about grace and love and mercy.
I'm
strong.
Because
those were not my ideas, those were from the word of God.
Let's
pray. God, help us to take your word seriously. Let it be our spiritual food. Make us recognize our spiritual hunger.
And
help us to go to your word to be satisfied. Holy Spirit, please work in our hearts and minds. Every time we sit with your word, every time we open the Bible, bring your light to us, Lord. Work supernaturally by the Spirit.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
You're
welcome to stay. Have some tea and coffee if you have time.